Good morning, a Monday morning. That means Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, the Working Families Party, Ken, quite an interesting situation developing. The vote coming up. They are looking at dropping Cynthia Nixon from the line. I saw that Howie Hawkins, the Green Party gubernatorial candidate, said, hey, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Your thoughts this morning? You got a piece on this.
Yeah, the vote will come Wednesday. There's a lot of discussion internally. It's close. There's a lot of activist members of the WFP who really don't want to go with Cuomo. They don't like what he's done. They don't trust him. But there are others who say, yes, we don't really like him, but it's the rational thing, especially in the age of Trump. We don't want to help any Republican potentially get more votes by splitting the Democratic and left vote. So we're going to see what happens. Hawkins says he's up for it. You know, really, it's going to come down to, Cynthia Nixon stay on the line. And look, she got, according to the New Siena poll today, she got 10% of the vote, even though she lost the Democratic primary. So Cuomo still has a big lead over Republican challenger Mark Molinaro, but 10% is a good size. So if she gets off the ballot, you would assume a lot of that would go to Cuomo.
Of course, our political observer, Alan Shartok, who you talk to regularly, says, you know, the unions support that Working Families Party. At least that's where they get the money. So do we lean Cuomo on this or not?
Well, the unions, a lot of them have withdrawn from the Working Families Party over disagreements of the direction. Some didn't like that they went for Bernie Sanders in 2016 over Hillary Clinton. Others don't like that they are against Cuomo. So the unions, a lot of them have left in recent years, meaning the activists really make up the big piece of the vote or who they're going to back. However, the unions are working behind the scenes, calling up Working Family Party's members who will make the vote and saying, hey, you really should go with Cuomo.
Pardons for parolees and the issue therein. We have hearings today at the Capitol on this for the public to weigh in. We also have the New York State GOP, as you report, unveiling a digital ad ripping Cuomo over this.
Yeah, the Republicans are trying to make this an issue. It doesn't seem to have stuck yet, but they're saying that there's a whole bunch of people who have received these conditional pardons. It's basically widespread pardons. If you're paroled, the governor has pardoned you, and just to the extent that you can vote if you're out. And since it's been about 25,000 people who have received conditional paroles, and the Republicans are saying about 480 of them have lost that right since they received it because they either recommitted a crime or they violated their parole. So there's going to be a hearing on it today. They also think the parole board has been too lenient of late and have been releasing, you know, cop killers and other dangerous people, they say. So there's going to be a hearing today. And the Republicans did put out an ad bashing Cuomo over the situation.
The ripple effect from what's happening now on the national stage with Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh and the Planned Parenthood going after GOPers over this, including the gubernatorial candidate for governor, Mark Molinaro.
Yeah, they've been going through his record, and they say it's an anti-women's rights record, that Molinaro is opposed to abortion. He, as an assemblyman, he voted against a bill that would make it illegal to shackle pregnant women who are inmates or prisoners, but who are in labor. They say that he's too extreme for that, and they worry that in the time of the Supreme Court, which may overturn Roe v. Wade, depending, they feel they need someone stronger on those types of issues.
Finally, Ken, Cuomo insiders, quote, headline, Cuomo insiders say it's de Blasio, that's Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York City, who is vindictive. This is getting to be funny, this sort of, if you can laugh at these sort of things, this feud that just continues and continues between the governor and the mayor of New York City.
Yeah, and the latest point started when emails that City Hall released from 2014, they released it last week, showed at one point de Blasio approached Cuomo, asking him to help him with the city police union, who he was warring with, the union. It said de Blasio is not welcome at cop funerals. The governor didn't do what the mayor asked, and the mayor basically emailed his people and advisors saying, you know, whenever the Cuomo administration asks us anything, we just have a blanket no, and then we'll assess, but it's no, no, no. And Cuomo's people took great delight in that because that email went out about 6 months before the mayor publicly accused the governor being vindictive and governing by vendetta. So the Cuomo people now are saying it's the mayor who is vindictive and governs by vendetta. And of course, the mayor's people shot back saying he should have never asked Andrew Cuomo for help in the first place. Andrew Cuomo only thinks about himself and lining the pockets of his criminal defense lawyers. So, yeah, it's still chilly heading into October.
I'll say. Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. He joins us on Mondays. You can always read him at nydailynews.com, and there's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Ken, thank you.
Anytime. Be well.